O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Teach me to do what pleases you, for you are my God. Let your kindly spirit lead me on a level path. Come my way, my truth, my life, such a way as gives us breath, such a truth as ends all strife, and such a life as killeth death. Come my light, my feast, my strength, such a light as shows a feast, such a feast as mends in length, such a strength as makes his guest. Come my joy, my love, my heart, such a joy as none can move, such a love as none can part, such a heart as joys in love. Psalm 81. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Sing merrily to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Take up the song and sound the timbrel, the tuneful lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, as at the full moon, upon our solemn feast day. For this is a statute for Israel, a law to the God of Jacob, the charge he laid on the people of Joseph when they came out of the land of Egypt. I heard a voice I did not know that said, I eased their shoulder from the burden. Their hands were set free from bearing the load. You called upon me in trouble, and I delivered you. I answered you from the secret place of thunder and proved you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me, there shall be no strange god among you. You shall not worship a foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I shall fill it. But my people would not hear my voice, and Israel would not obey me. So I sent them away in the stubbornness of their hearts, and let them walk after their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. Then I should soon put down their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. Those who hate the Lord would be humbled before him, and their punishment would last forever. But Israel would I feed with the finest wheat, and with honey from the rock would I satisfy them. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us pray. Father of mercy, keep us joyful in your salvation and faithful to your covenant. And as we journey to your kingdom, ever feed us with the bread of life, your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. If there is among you anyone in need, a member of your community in any of your towns within the land that the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted towards your needy neighbor. You should rather open your hand, willingly lending enough to meet the need whatever it may be. Give liberally and be ungrudging when you do so, for on this account the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you undertake. Since there will never cease to be some in need on the earth, I therefore command you, open your hand to the poor and needy neighbor in your land.
Jesus said, I am the gate for the sheep. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. For the unity of the Church in witness and proclamation of the Gospel, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the peace and stability of all peoples and for the leaders of the nations, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For places of work, education, and leisure, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For a blessing on our homes, for our relations and friends, and all whom we love, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the sick and suffering, and all who minister to their needs, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Let us pray. O gracious and holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive you, diligence to seek you, patience to wait for you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate upon you, and a life to proclaim you, through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God kindle in us the fire of love. Amen.